Tuesday, December the 14th, and we are in the book of Revelation. Today we want to start looking at the first of the seven letters that Jesus dictated to the Apostle John, and it's to the church in Ephesus, one that we know more about than some of the other churches because of Paul's ministry in Ephesus and because of the letter that he wrote to Ephesus. Each one of these letters has a representative angel in heaven, and I'm good with thinking that is meant to be taken literally. Some commentators see the reference to angel as being perhaps the minister of the church. I don't think I see that in this attribution. Jesus is intimately aware of all that's going on in each of these churches. And Ephesus is commended for testing and rejecting false prophets. You'll remember that when Paul was departing from Ephesus in Acts 20, in that tearful departure at Miletus, speaking to the elders, he specifically warned them and charged them that there would be false teachers. They might appear as angels of light, but they are to have sufficient discernment to recognize false prophets and to reject them. In the second century, Ignatius commended the Ephesian church for its vigilance in this very matter. In verses 3 and 4, there's a call to persevere and to endure, and the fact that they have not grown weary. But, and this is the criticism, they have lost their first love. They're commended for not tolerating the Nicolaitans, and they seem, the Nicolaitans seem to have taught something that would have been a compromise with the current culture. But it's that thought that they'd lost their first love. And interesting that this is a collective comment, not a comment on an individual in the church at Ephesus, but the church as a whole had lost their first love. Well, maybe that's something that we need to make an issue of specific prayer, that the Lord would ignite in us a return to that first love that we had for Jesus, and that be a collective, corporate, and perceptible feature of our church. Well, that's the letter to Ephesus. There's more than I've been able to say here. Just you'll be blessed as you read this letter today. Have a wonderful day.